So far this year, in excess of €136 million worth of drugs has been seized. €330 million worth of cocaine and cannabis were seized at Dublin Port and at Rosslare Europort over the past week alone. For more, we can talk to Revenue Commissioner and Acting Director General of Customs, Ruth Kennedy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
I suppose one of the questions that people will be asking is why this seems to be happening now. Do you think that Ireland is being used as a transit route for drugs?
Thanks, Rachel. Identifying and targeting and disrupting the drug trade is a key priority for revenue. And we take a risk-based approach in deploying our resources to try and counteract the tactics of the criminal gangs. We have enforcement teams that operate in the ports, the airports, the mail centres and freight forwarders. And these are all methods by which the criminal gangs try to import drugs into Ireland. But not only Ireland, we're part of the European Union. So obviously Ireland is a way to access the European Union too. So we use a risk-based approach using technology, developing and sharing intelligence, and using things like our detector dogs to try and detect illegal product coming into the country. And it's really important in terms of our role in maintaining the single market in the EU.
The trade changes all the time. Do you have the resources to react quickly enough to those changes?
You're right, Rachel. I mean, when we make seizures or detect one method of importing drugs, the criminal gangs change their tactics and we have to be agile and change our tactics too. That's why we use a risk-based approach and deploy our resources optimally to counteract the tactics
and when you
of
say
the criminal
a risk,
gangs.
When you, sorry to interrupt you there. When you say a risk-based approach, what exactly are you talking about?
So we used advanced data analytics. We also develop and share intelligence. This isn't an Irish problem. It's a global international drugs trade. And we work very closely with our colleagues in An Garda Síochána, but also with our colleagues across the European Union. We're part of a European Ports Alliance that is looking at how criminal gangs try and bring drugs in through the ports. And we learn from each other. We use the latest technologies like X-ray scanners and also our detector dogs, who are very successful in being able to access small spaces and also to sniff out both drugs, tobacco and cash in vehicles that might be entering the state.
Thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Revenue Commissioner Ruth Kennedy.